HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Do you need help developing your business? The City of Alexandria and the Ministers of Economic Development, in collaboration with the Louisiana Department of Economic Development, want to assist you with resources to help you grow your business. The Small and Emerging Business Development Program was designed to help provide managerial and technical assistance for small businesses in Louisiana. Certified small and emerging businesses qualify for help with entrepreneurial training, accounting, bid preparation and pricing, business plan preparation, finance, human resources, inventory management, industry-specific training, legal services, marketing, project management, and other areas of technical and managerial assistance. The certification process is simple and can be done online. For certification and program information, visit the Small Business section of OpportunityLouisiana.com. And for additional information on the Small and Emerging Business Development Program in this area, call 318-442-3593 or 318-561-2299.
Attention Louisiana residents. Under the health care reform, most people are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to VantageHealthPlan.com.
Wouldn't it be great if everyone in Sinlaw were prepared to save a life? Join us for Starter Heart Sinlaw, a free bystander CPR training, Saturday, April 5th at the Alexandria Riverfront Center. Two sessions will be offered, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Participants receive a free certificate of completion, an event t-shirt, and more importantly, the skills to save a life. To register, call 877-477-7637 or visit StarterHeartSinlaw.org. Get the training. Save a life.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
Yeah.
And if you're listening, you're on point.
This is
the official
OPT Network. We're here. We're here.
Oh, yeah. And our website, of course, is www.onpoint.com. CXMAS.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Momentum Monday. If you're just getting your momentum started on this Monday morning, it's 7:38 local time, 8:38 Eastern time. And as always, we remind you about school buses, school kids, and school zones. Now this morning, no different. And I tell you, every single morning, that school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. And usually, we always see something that gives us pause and makes us remind you and ourselves to slow down. Well, this morning, there was an accident in our school zone, in one of our school zones that we cross through, where we actually drop our son off in the morning at school. And it was right there, right in the school zone, where a car runs into the back of another car. And I'm going to tell you, there's something really strange about many of the school zones. There seems to be red lights right before you get to the school zone. And I guess what most of us do, especially on Mondays, especially on those mornings when we haven't planned the night before, we speed up. Well, this person looked like they sped up and hit the other person right in the back. And not a great way to start momentum on Momentum Monday. So we want to say to you this morning, it doesn't matter where you are. You know, we always say early is on time and on time is late. Well, sometimes you just have to scrap it and you just have to decide if you're already late, it just doesn't make sense to go faster. And what you never really understand is that nobody else is moving at your pace. When you're in a hurry, others have plenty of time, of course. And so that causes accidents. We're seeing way too many accidents still in the South traffic circle every single day, not just in the morning, but throughout the day. So we want to encourage you, please be mindful about those school buses that are making frequent stops. There's nothing you can do if you get behind a school bus but stop. We want to remind you, crossing guards, resource officers, they're trying to make sure that buses get in. They're trying to make sure those kids that are walking are getting in safely. This morning, as we were coming out, we see a kid walking to school, walking to our son's school, unattended, by himself. There's so many, many things that we need to be aware of, that we need to be aware of in the morning. And we need to make sure that we are aware of those things because we are the people who are driving vehicles. So as you're getting started this morning, we want to make sure that you give yourself enough time to get there no matter what's happening. It's Momentum Monday, and I tell you what, this is what I decided. You know how you go to church on Sunday, D.C., and you get prayed up and you get the word, and then here comes Monday. And see, what the enemy will do is he will try to knock you off your stride. He'll try to knock that word right out. He'll try to steal it.
That's the birds of the fowl that comes and steal that.
Oh, you go ahead.
Yeah. Comes and steal that seed that's been planted in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we don't want your seed to be stolen this
morning.
We're
here.
Yeah. So you know what? The word that you got on yesterday, I know people across America went and got that word on yesterday, or you got a tape or you got something and you have your momentum. And then as soon as you got going, there were all of those problems of Monday morning, all of those things that tried to make you think, how are you going to do that? How are you going to raise that money? How are you going to get that done? How are you going to do this? How are you going to do that? Okay. Well, this is what I say. This is what we say in the Christmas house. I can't. He can. I'm going to let him. Then we go to our newism, D.C. What is it?
Which one?
He going to do it.
Yeah, he's going to do it.
He's going to do it. But we got to get to work.
But that's not how he said it. He said he going to do it.
He going to do it. He going to do it. That's our newism. Uncle New is our uncle, and he said so many amazing things and spoke so many things into our lives. And so this morning, if you're worried about how you're going to get it done, you do what you can, you do your best, and then you just trust that the super will be added to the natural. I'm telling you, when you do that, it takes the pressure off. It takes all of the heaviness off that you're feeling on what should be a momentous Monday. Because guess what? We can't make it to Friday. We can't relax unless we get started on Monday. Monday is an incredible day. It should be a momentous day. And if I'm talking to you, I want you to stop right now. I want you to grab that word that was in your spirit on yesterday. And I want you to remember that you don't have to do it. And when you put the pressure on yourself to do it, that's when breakdowns happen. That's when anxiety happens. That's when stress happens. That's when really nothing happens because you are too busy saying I, and you're forgetting the great one that lives in you. And when you remember that the great one that lives in you is there abiding, that's when you can come to work or you can go to work and you can just say, you know what, I'm okay, it's okay. I know the things that I need, that my company needs, that I am responsible for will be provided as long as I do my part. I'm telling you, it is so freeing. And this morning, if you're struggling through that, and for some reason, when we were traveling in this morning, as we were meditating before DC and I got going this morning, I felt that in the atmosphere that, you know what, no matter what people heard yesterday, today was a new day, and there was a force trying to steal all of that energy, all of that positivity And I want to say to you, don't let it. It's Momentum Monday. Remember, minimally invasive image-guided specialist, also known as MIGS, they're making patients better and faster. It is their absolute top priority. You can phone for an appointment at 318-445-9700. Also, Hixson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. HixsonHasIt.com. Go ahead, DC.
No, we just want to let everybody know that with MIGS, minimally invasive image-guided specialist, we're going to be talking about varicose veins.
Oh, yeah.
So get ready. We're going to have them in coming in here soon, letting you know how you can get rid of those varicose veins and the pain that comes along with that.
Absolutely. And not only the pain, DC, but for women, I know for sure the unsightliness of varicose veins.
Absolutely, Carlette. And the procedure is very, very simple. You know, you don't get cut or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it is minimally invasive,
mm-hmm.
exactly like it sounds there. So we'll be giving you guys more information on that in the upcoming days.
Absolutely. We also want to remind you to get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish with all your home, auto, and life insurance. Here's the number to phone, 318-487-1881. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart dedicated to excellence. Remember, this month is financial checkups at the heart, and you can go in and you can get checked up on your finances. You can also get a free credit report, and we'll be telling you more about that in this month. Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real solutions for those who need a little help. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Remember, stay and play down in the parish. That's Avoyelles Parish. And McDonald's of Central Louisiana. I'm loving it. And you know, as it is Monday, we want to remind you that Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, D.C., they have their Bible study, or what many call prayer meeting, every Monday night at 6:30. And their services are first, third, and fifth Sundays, starting at 9:45 for Sunday school and worship at 11 a.m. And then on second and fourth Sundays, of course, they start at 8 a.m. And they have Sunday school after. It's 7:46, and I don't know about you, but we have our momentum. We want you to stay on point. We're going to take a break here, but we're going to tell you what's up right after this.
Attention Louisiana residents. Under the health care reform, most people are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to VantageHealthPlan.com.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wouldn't it be great if everyone in Sinlaw were prepared to save a life? Join us for Starter Heart Sinlaw, a free bystander CPR training, Saturday, April 5th at the Alexandria Riverfront Center. Two sessions will be offered, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Participants receive a free certificate of completion, an event t-shirt, and more importantly, the skills to save a life. To register, call 877-477-7637 or visit starterheartsinlaw.org. Get the training. Save a life.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
We are seeking fish delicious.
Filet-O-Fish!
So ridiculous.
Filet-O-Fish!
We are craving Cravalicious.
Filet-O-Fish!
Much more than delicious.
It's Filet-O-Fish delicious!
The McDonald's Filet-O-Fish, made with 100% wild-caught Alaskan pollock. You know exactly where to find it. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Momentum Monday. You already know. It's 7:55 if you're on your way by now. And we want you to just calm down. We want you to grab a hold of your momentum. And during the break, you know, after I was telling you guys about the momentum, telling you about the sort of heaviness that I felt in the air this morning, you know, I had to encourage myself. DC and I encouraged each other. And this is what I wanted to share with you before we let you know what's on point. The great Arthur Ashe said this. He said, start where you are. This is a word for somebody. Start where you are. Use what you have. Do what you can. And when you do that, I believe that provides momentum that is absolutely exponential. When you just realize that all you can do is start right where you are. All you can do is use what you have, and then you can do what you can do. Do what you can do. And I'm telling you, when we keep it simple, I mean, sometimes we complicate the heck out of things. When you keep it simple, it just works so much better. Okay, so as you're driving along on this Momentum Monday, and things maybe didn't just get started just the way that you had hoped, you know what? You can have what you say, so you might as well say what you want to have. I don't care that it's a little bit chilly outside. You pull the linens out. You pulled all the cool colors out. Well, this morning, you could pull out the sweaters again. We did. Pull out the jacket. And you know what? I decided that I was just going to be grateful right where I was. No matter what the weather said, no matter if it rained or if it was the sun was shining, I was just going to be grateful for today. And as I talk about gratitude, of course, I'm talking about being grateful for the Red Cross and all of the work that they do, not only in Central Louisiana, but around the world. And this morning, we're joined by David Melanson from the Red Cross, and we're talking about this great, great, great program that they are sponsoring. David, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning, Carlette, and thank you for having me on this morning. I absolutely love being here on Momentum Monday.
Well,
this is a great way to start the week for me.
Well, we absolutely love to have you here on Momentum Monday because you gave us momentum just walking in the door. And this morning we're talking about Start a Heart Sinlaw. We're seeing the ads, we're seeing the billboards, we're hearing the commercials. Let's first of all talk about what Start a Heart is.
Start a Heart Sinlaw is a free bystander training. It's designed to teach people the skills to save the life of someone who goes into cardiac arrest, which more often than not is somebody in your own household,
mm-hmm.
a grandparent, a parent, a spouse, a child, or some other family member that's living within your household.
Absolutely. And for a lot of people, we really get confused about heart attacks and cardiac arrest.
The difference is a heart attack is actually a plumbing problem. You mm-hmm. have one or more arteries to the heart that are clogged. You can survive a heart attack. You may have chest pain. The ambulance comes to get you, does a picture of your heart, and takes you on to the hospital. Cardiac arrest, something different. The electricity to your heart is gone. The battery is not working.
Mm-hmm.
And so it has to be jump started, hopefully by an AED, which is a defibrillator
mm-hmm.
device that
mm-hmm.
you hook to the heart and shock the heart. But in addition to that, the most important thing is compressions, to
mm-hmm.
do compressions. That's where hands-only CPR comes in, doing compressions hard and fast on the chest.
Absolutely. And we're going to be talking about Start a Heart Sinlaw a lot. And after we initially talked about it the last time you were here, we went back and we looked at a lot of studies. And studies show that CPR is highly, highly underused by minorities. And that in a lot of minority communities that people are dying because they simply don't know CPR. Let's talk about that.
Well, you know, minorities, especially African Americans and Hispanic, have the highest risk of cardiac arrest. African Americans, two times more likely to experience cardiac arrest than whites. And the survival is two times less likely when compared to whites.
Mm-hmm.
African American women are especially at risk. So it's very important that the African-American community come out for this training. I have said this before. Oftentimes, as a medic, we arrive at someone's house, because I am a medic for Acadian Ambulance as well. Oftentimes, we'll arrive at someone's house. We see people standing around, and I hate to say it, but it's very prevalent in the black community, where we see people just standing around, not doing anything, when in fact, had they started CPR right when that person fell out and became unconscious, they would have the opportunity to save someone's life.
And you know, as we were talking about that, last week the Huffington Post reported a pastor that had evidently had a heart attack in the church after making a confession that he had had an extramarital affair. He and his wife had been married for 50 years this past June. And you know what I wondered about that situation, David? I wondered, in a church that seemed to have a large congregation, if anyone tried to perform CPR, if anybody tried. And there were no reports of that, but that was the first thing that I wondered about last week when the report came out.
Right, and unfortunately, that's too often the case, where there is no one there to be able to provide CPR.
Mm-hmm.
And it is essential. It is a life-saving skill. If you come out on the 5th, you will have the training to save a life.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's important to come out.
And this is what the study said further. It said that in minority communities, the reason why more people did not participate was because of the cost factor. Well, in this instance, there is no cost factor.
There is absolutely no cost. This is a free training. You know, there are other things that prevent people from performing CPR. One is the cost. Two, they say they don't have enough time for training. Well, guess what? It only takes 2 hours. If you, ladies, if you have 2 hours to get your hair and your nails done, you have 2 hours to learn how to save a life. Or guys, if you have 2 hours to work out or play basketball with your friends, you have 2 hours to learn how to save a life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the other fears is of hurting somebody, you know, the fear of hurting somebody. You can't hurt them. When they go into cardiac arrest, there's no activity. For all purposes, they are dead.
Wow.
And so you have to jumpstart the heart by compressions to keep that blood flowing to the brain to give that person a chance to survive.
Wow.
And the last barrier that people say is that they feel like they're going to be sued. Well, guess what? If you are the average person on the street and you see somebody fall out, they're unconscious, you go to give them CPR, you are protected under the Good Samaritan law, which basically says you tried your best. You're not held responsible for the outcome of what happens.
Absolutely. And you mentioned it, one of the main concerns in the study was concerns of fear. And I don't think it's just necessarily fear of I'm going to be sued, but fear of will I do it right? Fear of just having someone who has fallen out and not necessarily knowing the ramifications or having someone's life literally in your hands.
Well, you know, I want to say in the old days, but it hadn't been that long ago, when we taught CPR, we would teach compressions and we would teach breaths. And it was 30 compressions to 2 breaths. And with children, that is still the case. But with adults...
Say that one more time.
With children, it's 30 compressions to 2 breaths. So that's 30 times that you're pumping on the chest, and then you're given 2 breaths. With adults, that's not the case. With adults, it's only compressions. We advocate now, and the American Heart Association advocates hands-only CPR. And that really takes the yuck factor out of it, because people were afraid to give mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to another adult, understandably so. But now we found that compressions are more effective than stopping to give breaths. We used to also teach people to stop and take a pulse and see if that person had a pulse. We no longer do that.
Really, why?
Well, it just took too long. And to be quite frank with you, the average person can't find their own pulse, let alone find the pulse
somebody
on the carotid artery, let alone find the pulse of somebody else. And so that's wasted time. We want to maximize the time that's spent giving compressions on the chest to keep the blood flowing. The blood has enough oxygen in it to keep flowing and to keep flowing to the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the most important thing. We want to keep the brain alive.
So does it matter, David, like once we go to the CPR class and once we learn how to perform the compressions, does it matter what the body is doing, or is our goal simply to just keep doing compressions until the ambulance gets there?
You're absolutely right. You want to keep doing compressions until the ambulance arrives. You know, the first thing you want to do is, it's the three C's, and it's very simple to remember it that way. The first thing you want to do is to check and see if that person is responsive. Hey, are you okay?
Uh-huh.
If you find that they're unresponsive, the second thing is call. Call 911.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a bystander, you say, hey, you, call 911, go get an AED.
Mm-hmm.
And the third thing, without stopping, is compressions. Start compressions on the chest. You want to do it as long and as hard as you can until help arrives.
Absolutely. Everybody, Magnolia State Mortgage, it's where dreams come true. Listen, if you're looking to purchase your first home, you're looking to refinance, or you're just wanting to invest, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage, they're here to help you. They're here to make your dreams come true. You can phone them at 318-561-8020. Also, Walker Automotive Group, when others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Don't forget, Vantage Health Plan's goal is to make their patients better and to keep them that way through quality preventive care. Listen, if you have not signed up, remember, March the 31st is the absolute last day. We're going to have more information. We're going to tell you more about how you can sign up with Vantage Health. They're making healthcare work. And the number to phone, 318-361-0900 or 888-823-1910. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to come back and talk more about Start a Heart Sinlaw, but more importantly, how you and your family can be a part of this great movement. Stay with us, everybody. We're back after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapids Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapides Regional Medical Center.
Hey everyone, it's Octavia Williams, and I've just released my new single, God Will Deliver.
God will deliver. Always on time now.
The story behind the song is it was written 8 years ago, and I believe that it has now come out at the right time just for you and for me to encourage someone and be an uplifting voice to someone. God will absolutely deliver us, whatever the situation might be, whatever you're going through. He is the deliverer, and just like he did it in the days of old, I promise you he will do it again for you and for me. I know you're gonna love this song. It's available right now on my Facebook page. Just click like Octavia, O-C-T-A-V-I-A. God will deliver. Pick up your copy today at Red River Music in Alexandria, Nugent Music and Audio in Pineville, and it's also available at iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty, and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at GoRedForWomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Let's do it.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. We know that you're on your morning drive, your Monday morning, momentum morning Monday drive in prime time. It's 8:16 local time, 9:16 Eastern time. And you know what? You see, it's St. Patrick's Day today. Yeah, it's St. Patrick's Day today, so a lot of people are...
Happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone.
Happy St. Patty's Day, yeah. And this morning, we're talking about a subject that is really, really important to all neighborhoods, to all communities. But, you know, when we hear about the statistics in minority communities, you know, as I was reading the statistics and the studies, I started thinking about knowledge being powerful. The more knowledge we have, the more powerful we are. And what the statistics show is that more than 300,000 people who have incidences of cardiac arrest happen, David, either in homes or in non-hospital atmospheres, non-surgical atmospheres. And so this is why it's critically important that everybody understands hand over heart, CPR.
And do you know that 1,000 people go into cardiac arrest per day?
1,000 people.
Think about that for a second. And cardiac arrest takes a life of someone every 90 seconds.
Wow.
Every 90 seconds. So that's an awful lot of people who are dying, who don't necessarily need to die if you learn this life-saving skill of how to perform CPR.
You know, every time I think about, you know, the studies and what they're saying about minorities and, you know, what's happening in minority communities, it says about 80% of the cardiac arrest victims in the study had collapsed in their own homes and they were not saved because of a lack of knowledge.
Absolutely. It's about 4 out of 5 people who cardiac arrest occurs at home. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. Wow. The life that you save is most likely to be someone you love.
Mm-hmm.
A grandparent, a parent, a spouse, a child, someone else who lives within the home. That's most likely where cardiac arrest is gonna occur. Now you may have the occasion when you're at Walmart, mm-hmm, and someone falls out unconscious and you have to perform cardiac arrest. That's outside of the norm. It's normally at your own home when someone would go into cardiac arrest.
And you would never really just think that it would happen in your own home.
Well, everybody says that. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody thinks that. Well, not my house.
Right.
It's not going to happen in my
right.
house. I don't have an elderly person who lives in my house.
Right.
You know, we're all younger people. I have younger kids. I said to my kids this weekend even,
mm-hmm,
you guys, are you registered yet?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you registered for the training yet? Do you know how to do CPR? You know, and in our case, their grandparents are a little older.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what happened if your grandfather fell out from cardiac arrest? Would you know what to do?
Right.
And then we brought it even closer to home. What happened if mom
right.
fell out from cardiac
mm-hmm.
arrest?
Mm-hmm.
Would you know what to do? You know, I went to an event last weekend, and my youngest son was with me. We were promoting Start a Heart Send Line,
uh-huh,
and we were doing a demonstration of bystander CPR. And he decided that he wanted to try it. And he looked up at me and he said, you know, that's really hard to do.
Uh-huh. How old is he, David?
He's 11.
Okay.
And I said, what if that was mom, mm-hmm, who was on the floor?
Right.
Would you say that's hard to do? You would want to do everything you could to save her life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's important that people come out and take 2 hours out of their life,
mm-hmm,
to come and learn the life-saving skills of CPR. And that's CPR for an adult,
mm-hmm,
for a child, for an infant. We're going to review how to relieve choking in adults and children.
Mm-hmm.
We'll learn how to use an AED, an automatic external defibrillator, which you've seen either in churches, mm-hmm, or in airports or in city buildings. We're also going to look at the signs and symptoms of how to recognize a stroke.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So all of those things together in a two-hour period. And it's absolutely free.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. It's free. It costs you nothing other than 2 hours of time, and you will absolutely learn the skills to save a life.
David, I am absolutely sold on it. DC and I are sold on it. In fact, you were talking about your weekend. Well, we were having the very same conversation at our home on yesterday about our young son, young David Christmas, learning CPR, and we got an email from his teacher, who happens to be his physical science teacher, and he loves, loves, loves science. That's where he thrives. That's where he excels. And she said, you know, I am really, really advocating start a heart sit-in-law. And what I am going to do is connect science, physical science, and chemistry to what is CPR. And she said, for all of the kids who will go to this event, they will get extra points. And so we proceeded to tell him that we were certainly supportive of this initiative. We were advertising for it. We supported 100% and why he needed to go. And we told him the very same thing. His grandmother has heart disease, but it could happen to anybody in your house. You're an athlete. They're out. Kids are out there in the heat, you know, all the time. You know, anything could happen. And it is just a life skill that kids need to know.
Let me tell you a story. This happened in Lafayette, Louisiana. It was at a football game. Lafayette High School, as a matter of fact. At Lafayette High School, there's sort of a medical academy, okay? So they teach a lot of kids in different, preparing for a lot of different medical professions, including EMTs, sports medicine, things like that. They actually trained, and all of them are trained, in CPR and how to use an AED. Well, at the football game, in the second quarter, one of the officials fell out on the field and was in full-blown cardiac arrest. The girls knew to grab the AED. They ran out on the field. They started CPR. They used a defibrillator within 2 minutes. It just so happened that Acadian Ambulance was on the scene, but they had just left because they got called to an emergency. These girls didn't stop CPR, kept performing until the ambulance arrived. They saved this man's life. We're talking about high school students saved his life. He went on to a full recovery. He actually officiated in the state football championship games. But they saved his life. These are high school students. You know, middle school students are able to do this. And we have to encourage all teachers, all principals, that this is something that they have to get kids out to train for. We have sent to, in all Rapides Parish schools, we have sent out flyers to every school. And Superintendent Odoma has been great about pushing this in the Rapides Parish schools. We got great reception from the Avoyelles Parish schools as well.
Good, I was wondering about that.
So, so we're definitely trying to get the word out to kids that this is not just about adults coming out to learn CPR. This is about kids as well.
Absolutely, and I just I don't want to relegate it to just Rapides or Avoyelles. There are so many parishes, David, that are listening to this broadcast right now. It is a great opportunity to bring younger kids out, junior high and high school students out to be a part of this initiative.
And especially in rural communities. You know, in the city, it's one thing because we have a fire department here. And normally they respond before an ambulance can get there. They start CPR. They have an AED. In rural communities, when you're waiting for the fire department to arrive, the volunteer fire department, or worse yet, if they're not en route and you're waiting for an ambulance to arrive and you're doing nothing but standing there and looking at the victim on the floor. Now, I will tell you, when you call for an ambulance, I know with Acadian, when you call for an ambulance, the dispatcher will walk you through the steps of how to perform CPR. But I equate that to trying to change a flat tire for the first time on the side of a busy interstate. Think how nervous you're going to be in trying to get that task completed. If you've tried it before, then you know how to do it. It's the same thing. If you have practiced CPR before, it becomes second nature to you. Will you be nervous? Absolutely you'll be nervous. But it will absolutely have the potential to save that person's life.
And as you talk about volunteerism, I want to send a big, big shout out, DC, and kudos to former former Mayor Reggie Allen down in Cheneyville. The last conversation we had, he said, can I sign up volunteer firefighters? We want to come out to this event. And those are the kind of calls David, that we want to hear about?
Absolutely. Reggie contacted me shortly thereafter and said, I want to bring out 8 volunteer firemen to volunteer for this event. He's a listener of the show. He called or got in touch with me on Facebook within a day and said he wanted to bring out his firemen. We need volunteer firemen in the area.
Mm-hmm.
We need firemen from AFD, from the Pineville Fire Department. We need medics. We need nurses. Dental assistants are trained in CPR. Pharmacists are trained in CPR. Anybody who is AHA, American Heart Association certified, can come out and be an instructor or a coach. You do not have to be an official AHA certified instructor. Just have to be certified by the American Heart Association.
Absolutely. We're going to keep talking about it. Once again, it's Start a Heart Sinlaw. David, we're going to have you back. This is how critically important it is, not only to minority communities, but to communities throughout Central Louisiana and communities around the world. The life that you might save could be someone that you love in your own home, or it could be anybody's life, and it could be nobody's life. But guess what? I'd rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it. Again, it's going to be happening April the 5th. It's going to be on a Saturday, David.
Yes, ma'am.
It's going to start, there are going to be 2 sessions, one from 8 to 10 and the other from 11 to 1 p.m. And tell us how you can get registered and where it's going to be.
You can register at www.startaheartsenla.org, or you can call 877-477-7637. That's 877-477-7637. And let me also say, we're going to take people walking in on the day of the event. If you you know, decide the day before, hey, I want to go to this event, we'll take you. We'll let you walk in. But we want to try to get as many people registered in advance as we can.
Absolutely. And then what I love the most is that when you complete the course, it's only a couple hours, you're going to receive a certificate of completion and a T-shirt.
That's right. Everybody likes a free T-shirt.
Absolutely.
But a certificate of completion, if you need to go back and show your teacher, if you need to go back and show your employer, you have a certificate of completion. Not a certification, but a certificate of completion.
Absolutely. It's going to be a great event. We're going to keep telling you more about it. Please save the date, April 5th. It's a Saturday. It's early. You can go out at 8 a.m. from 8 to 10 or from 11 to 1 if you want to sleep a little bit later. But it's an incredible, incredible life-saving moment and course for our community. Again, it's Start a Heart Sinlaw. David Malone-Song with the American Red Cross, we want to thank you for all of the work that you do.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to be with you guys.
Absolutely. Hey, everybody, don't forget that Southern Heritage Bank, they're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, Davis One Stop, if you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. We're going to get a break here. It's 8:29 local time, 9:29 Eastern. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
While buying a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make, selecting the right mortgage loan can be just as important. Your lifestyle, your budget, your comfort level. These are the types of personal factors that will help the mortgage team at Southern Heritage Bank target your best solution. Call Johnny Snow and his team of mortgage loan specialists today. Southern Heritage Bank, offering the expert guidance and choices you need. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
We are seeking fish delicious.
Filet-O-Fish!
So ridiculous.
Filet-O-Fish!
We are craving Cravalicious.
Filet-O-Fish!
Much more than delicious.
It's Filet-O-Fish delicious!
The McDonald's Filet-O-Fish. Made with 100% wild-caught Alaskan pollock. You know exactly where to find it. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville.
Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Do you need help developing your business? The City of Alexandria and the Ministers of Economic Development, in collaboration with the Louisiana Department of Economic Development, want to assist you with resources to help you grow your business. The Small and Emerging Business Development Program was designed to help provide managerial and technical assistance for small businesses in Louisiana. Certified small and emerging businesses qualify for help with entrepreneurial training, accounting, bid preparation and pricing, business plan preparation, finance, human resources, inventory management, industry-specific training, legal services, marketing, project management, and other areas of technical and managerial assistance. The certification process is simple and can be done online. For certification and program information, visit the Small Business section of OpportunityLouisiana.com. And for additional information on the Small and Emerging Business Development Program in this area, call 318-442-3593 or 318-561-2299.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS treat varicose veins that affect one out of two people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey,
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Just a foolish dreamer, but I don't care, 'cause I know my happiness is waiting out there somewhere. I'm searching for that silver lining, horizons that I've never seen. Just a moment and dream my dream. Oh, dream my dream. Oh, oh, I like to fly far away from here.
and walk amongst the stars at night. I'd like to know the taste of honey in my life. In my life. Well, I've shared so many pains, and I've played so many games. Oh, but everyone finds the right way somehow, somewhere, someday.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network.
Yeah.
It's Momentum Monday, D.C. It's 8:43 local time, 9:43 Eastern time. Today, of course, is March the 17th. And you know what? I can't think of a better, more momentous way to start Monday than to talk about Start a Heart Sinla. And we're really, really passionate about Start a Heart Sinla, not only because heart disease affects our family, but we know that it affects a lot of families. And, you know, in the last, year or so, we have really, really heard about people that have had, you know, situations with their heart. And as I was thinking about Start a Heart Sinla and the wonderful work that the Red Cross is doing and all of the people who are sponsoring the movement, I started thinking, we really haven't done anything with CPR since we were in high school, and that has been a minute ago. And probably there are a lot of people that are just like us. When we were growing up, it was part of a curriculum that we did in high school. It might have been in PE or just learning about CPR. I don't know that schools still do that, but it has been a long time since we have refreshed our skills, and we as a family thought it was important for our family to take part in Start a Heart Sinla.
Well, that exactly, Carlette. We were trying to see how we can get young Deuce Christmas involved, and lo and behold, his teacher sent us an email saying that they're going to be involved.
Right.
So we don't have to get in that part of it. We just have to get it for ourselves so that we can know how to do it, and we will be doing that. Because the last thing you want to do is, God forbid, something happens to somebody and all you can do is stand there and look.
Right.
You know, because we didn't get the skills that are so freely given here, absolutely free. It just takes a couple of hours to go in and learn how to do CPR. And I'm going to tell you, that is a skill right there that, you know, you don't want it to come in handy, but it is very likely to come in handy at some point in your life.
Absolutely. And this is why we're going to keep talking about Start a Heart Sinla. It's a free bystander CPR training.
Yes.
We really want people to mark their calendar, D.C., and meet us April 5th. More than likely, we're going to be at the early session from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. We're going to have young David Christmas there. And, you know, oftentimes kids wonder why they need to go. And we looked at it.
Right.
And yesterday, as we were having dinner, and, well, really dessert, as we were having dessert, we were talking about the importance of us going as a family and what it could mean for our own family, or just what it could mean to own that skill, to understand that skill in case something happened. And oftentimes with our young people, we let them slide. And he's like, oh, is it on a Saturday? What time is it? Well, you know what? It's another good opportunity to get your kids out of the house, to get them away from the television, to get them away from video games, and for you to come together. As both parents may not be able to go, it may be mom and child or dad and child, but however it happens, for people to get out and get involved, D.C.
Absolutely, Carlette, absolutely.
And so, again, I want to give the number for all of those people, those volunteers, those firemen, those people that can come out and just say, you know what, I don't want to just talk about it. I want to be about it. The number you can phone is 877-477-7637. Now, what I love the most is what you probably love the most as well, is it is free. It is free. It is open to the public. They're hoping that people will call and get registered. If you're computer savvy and you want to go online, you can go to www.startaheartsinlaw.org. And I know a lot of you are probably just like DC and I, know about CPR, did the training, the classes years and years ago, but we want to get refreshed. We want to be the change that we want to see. And we don't want to just talk about it. And really, so often, people are just talking about what needs to happen, but nobody is taking action. And in our meditation this morning, well, not just this morning, but the last few days, DC, our meditation has been talking about taking action, taking corresponding action. You know, we can talk about our faith, all that we want, but if we don't take corresponding action, DC, really, what have we done? You know, I was talking about our meditation while you were on the phone and talking about taking those corresponding actions.
Oh, yeah, you have to take action.
And how important that is.
It's very important.
So it's a great opportunity for the community. It's a great opportunity not only for Rapides Parish, but for all parishes that are listening, that are saying, okay, you're talking about me. Mm-hmm. This is an opportunity for people to come out and get involved. And we want so many people to be there that they can't even contain them all.
Absolutely, Carlette. And speaking of opportunity for the community.
Okay.
That's a good place to jump in here.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Curly Charles called from Opelousas, and he said that they're in need of three people.
Mm.
Three people. You have to have a Class CDL license. They're looking for three people in the Alexandria area to drive.
Hmm.
And he says you're home every night. And for details, you can call. So these are three jobs on the market right now.
Wow.
Somebody's out there that has a Class CDL license saying, wow, I've been looking for a job.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here it is. Call Pastor Curly Charles at 337-351-8475.
One more time.
337-351-8475. And they need three drivers in the Alexandria area.
Wow.
To do some driving. So if you drive for a living and you have a Class CDL license, you can call this number once again. 337-351-8475.
And how often do people say, I can't find a job?
Well, three people are going to have one here. And also, let me say this too, Carlette, because...
you got all kind of calls and information.
Pastor Figgins, of course, you know, is a real friend of the show.
Mm-hmm.
His son, Steve Figgins, and Ashley Figgins, and Major.
Major Bebe.
Major Figgins.
Major.
Linebacker.
I wonder how.
That just sound like a linebacker name to me.
Major is growing right on up, huh?
Yes, he is. But anyway, they call, and Pastor Figgins is in an association called the Holy Trinity Baptist Association.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be selling red beans and rice plates at New Scott Alley today starting at 11 a.m. Boy, that sounds good. Man, I may be over there. What's today?
Today is the day that we're starting a new thing.
Yeah, but, I mean, we're not starting. What's the new thing? Eating less?
Eating less. And you didn't even sound like you were going to be. You didn't even sound like you were going to be eating less. All you heard was red beans and rice and dinners at 11 o'clock. And so it's not even, we hadn't even made it through breakfast yet.
Yes,
and
ma'am. That number is 337-351-8475. You're welcome.
And people are already calling for those driving jobs, huh?
Yeah, you got to get on it.
You got to get on it. The early bird.
The early bird gets the worm.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, back to
lunch. Huh?
Yeah, back on the lunch. You know, I don't see a problem with the red beans and rice as long as you don't overeat them.
Maybe you could have the red beans without the rice.
Where they do that at?
people who are trying to cut back. That's where they do
where
that.
Where they
at.
Do that at?
So what else is going to be with the red beans? It's going to be
where
a red.
Where they do that at? Now, I'm going to eat the red beans and the rice.
Okay.
And hopefully they got some corn.
Lord. Okay.
$6.
$6.
$6. It starts at 11. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get more to make some red beans and rice now that you mention it.
Uh-huh.
Big Granny, if you're listening, go ahead and get it going.
Red beans?
For this week sometime.
Okay.
I'm going to get them at New Scott Alley today, though.
Okay.
New Scott Alley. Everybody knows where that is. That's on Willow Glen.
Uh-huh.
New Scott Alley.
Absolutely.
As a matter of fact,
yes.
The pastor is from Bunky.
He sure is.
Yeah.
He sure is.
Yeah, he's a Bunky native.
Absolutely.
And I've got his number right here. My name.
And so the dinners are $6.
The dinners are $6.
Mm-hmm.
Red beans and rice. And that is to benefit the Holy Trinity Baptist Association. And they're doing, what are they doing? They are, that's going towards the completion of their building.
Okay. So it's for their building
fund. Recently purchased.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know, those folks are going to probably, going to be doing a lot of work in the community. That just sounds like they're going to be doing a lot of work.
Absolutely.
Holy Trinity Baptist Association. That just, you know, HTPA. They sound like they're going to do a lot of work. Let's help them out.
Absolutely.
No, I'm going to help y'all out.
Absolutely.
I might go donate. I might pick up some more dinners.
Mm-hmm.
And go take
and maybe
them
you bless somebody.
Yeah.
With some
absolutely.
Some lunch today.
That's a good idea. That's
yeah.
a good thing to do today.
Mm-hmm.
Go pick up some extra lunches and go take them to some people.
Absolutely. That's a great idea.
That's good. Yeah.
You know, we're always talking about ways to give back in the community.
Hold on, Carla. Let me stop right here.
Okay.
Too,
okay.
Because I would be remiss in my duties if I didn't do this as the administrative body of On Point Talk.
Okay.
You know, I have to do this too. We also have congratulations in order for our host, Carlette Christmas.
Well, thank you.
Yes, and she was awarded the 2014 Human Relations Commission Award in recognition of your service to your community. Congratulations on that. And they had there was a ceremony last Thursday morning over at Convention Hall, which was absolutely wonderful.
Mm-hmm. It was
beautiful.
The
breakfast was just outstanding. And the ambiance was great. And it was a fine event. You know, the mayor was there and the board of the Human Rights Commission was
Human there. Relations Commission.
Human Relations Commission.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so it was just a fine event. We enjoyed being there.
Absolutely.
You know, we're not big-time events people, but, you know, when they aren't in you can't miss that one.
Well, you know what? We want to say a very special thank you to the Alexandria Human Relations Commission for honoring what we do in the community. And we want to also thank you, the community, for taking part in those things that we do. And, you know, as we look at receiving, we will not be happy until Dr. King's question, that persistent and urgent question that we all ponder, what are we doing to help others? He said that is life's persistent and urgent question. What are we doing to help others? And we feel like that's why we are here, to help others with information, but more importantly, to be able to utilize that information in their everyday lives and in our everyday lives. And the more we help and the more we get involved in service, the more we're blessed.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Again, we want to thank the mayor. We want to thank the board of the Alexandria Human Relations Commission. And we want to thank all of the people who came out.
Absolutely. And I had a list of the other people that were also, but I don't have that list.
Well, you've got so many things this morning.
I really do. Is that
what? No, I don't have it.
But there was three people. And
I mean, phones are blowing up all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot going on. But, you know, DC, one of the main things that we want to do is try to make sure that we really inform the public about
right.
the services that are happening in our community. And, you know, especially when those services are free.
Absolutely. And let me just say this, because I would also be remiss in my duty as the person who has to say this.
Okay.
You know, because this is not just one compartment of you know, it's just not one, it's an institution, it's just not a person.
Right.
You know, and to say what everyone else was saying, and I was just listening to people at the event, you know, and, you know, surprisingly, at the event, there was a lot of people from our church at it, wasn't it?
Absolutely, there were.
I mean, we must have had more people from our church than any other church in the city. And that was like our deal. It was like, wow, it's about 10, 11 people here from our church. They're all over the place doing all kinds of stuff. And so what I want to say is basically the same thing that everybody else has said. You know, I want to congratulate you on the award, but also to say, because of the good work that you've been doing, this is only the tip of what is going to be given to you and awarded to you for the works that you're doing in this community. Because everybody pretty much said the same thing. It's like they were all listening. You know, this is only the beginning, and you're going to be receiving a lot more awards because of the compassion that you have for people, the love, and the work that you're doing with no gain. In other words, you're not doing it to gain anything. You're just doing it because it's the right thing to do.
Well, that's so kind of you to say. And as you said that, and as, you know, we really don't, it's hard for me to talk about me because I'm a cheerleader that celebrates others. And so anytime that Carlette Christmas gets an award, it is for the institution of On Point Talk. It is not Carlette Christmas. And what I have tried and spent, it seems, hours and just tirelessly trying to say to people is that Carlette Christmas is the voice and the face that you might see, but there is an institution that stands behind the voice and the face. And David Christmas, who is the executive producer and manager of OPT, all of the things that we do in the community are very carefully, very craftily, and very creatively orchestrated by you. And it of course, I come out large in it, and I get to go up, and I get to get these awards. But make no mistake about it, the award is not for me. It is on behalf of the institution of On Point Talk. And a lot of people really don't understand that. They don't understand that, you know, I come and I do what I love. I do what I'm passionate about. But the things that the giving, I'm just the cheerleader behind the person writing the check, who is always David Christmas. And he is the person that is saying, how can we give? How can we help? You know, every institution, even David Melanson, who came in with the Red Cross, all of these organizations, he's saying to them from the time that they walk in and sit down to the time that they leave the door, tell us how we can help. Anything you need. And so, do you see, as these awards come in, I thank you, and I thank you for your vision, because oftentimes people who do the work behind what's up front get missed. And where there is no vision, we perish, and we understand that. And so we will never stand and say that I, or me, me, me.